BUMED Instruction 6280.1 Charlie, Management of Regulated Medical Waste, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Enclosure 1. 1. How many primary groups of regulated medical waste are there, each with specific management, treatment, and disposal criteria? 9. 2. Which group of regulated medical waste deals with cultures, stocks, and vaccines? 1. 3. Which group of regulated medical waste deals with pathological waste? 2. 4. Which group of regulated medical waste deals with blood and blood products? 3. 5. Which group of regulated medical waste deals with used sharps? 4. 6. Which group of regulated medical waste deals with animal waste from animals exposed to infectious agents during research, production of biologicals, or testing of pharmaceuticals? 5. 7. Which group of regulated medical waste deals with isolation wastes, including bedding from patients or animals from biosafety level 4 agents? 6. 8. Which group of regulated medical waste deals with unused sharps? 7. 9. Which group of regulated medical waste deals with other, including fluids that are designated by the local infection control authority? 8. 10. Which group of regulated medical waste deals with chemotherapy trace wastes? 9. 11. Which category of regulated medical waste is specific to infectious animals, contaminated animal carcasses, body parts, and bedding of animals known to have been exposed to infectious agents during treatment, research, productions of biologicals, or testing of pharmaceuticals? Animal waste. 12. How many biosafety levels are there with specific combination of work practices, safety equipment, and facilities which are designed to minimize the exposure of workers and the environment to infectious agents? 4. 13. Which biosafety level is the most stringent and applies for work with dangerous and exotic agents that pose a high individual risk of life-threatening disease which may be transmitted via the aerosol route and for which there is no available vaccine or therapy? Level 4. 14. What are defined as infectious agents and associated biologicals, including those from medical and pathological laboratories, as well as dishes and devices used to transfer, inoculate, and mix cultures? Cultures and stocks. 15. Which type of waste would a syringe used to administer a medication that classifies as a pharmaceutical hazardous waste or dental amalgam waste be an example of? Dual. 16. What is a solid waste or combination of solid waste which, because of its quantity, concentration, or physical, chemical, or infectious characteristics, may cause or significantly contribute to an increase in mortality or an increase in serious irreversible or incapacitating reversible illness or pose a substantial present or potential hazard to human health or the environment when improperly treated, stored, transported, disposed of, or otherwise managed? Hazardous waste, hotel whiskey. 17. Which type of waste would include biological waste and discarded materials contaminated with blood, excretion exudates, secretions from humans who are isolated to protect others from highly communicable disease, and secretions from isolated animals known to be infected with highly communicable diseases caused by BSL-4 agents including pox viruses and arboviruses? Isolation. 18. Which type of waste would include used personal hygiene products, e.g. diapers, facial tissues, and sanitary napkins, not originating from postpartum suites or gynecological surgical wards, and absorbent materials containing very small amounts of blood or other body fluids, example Band-Aids? Non-regulated medical waste, Romeo Mike Whiskey. 19. Which type of waste would include organs, tissues, body parts other than teeth, products of conception, and fluids containing tissue removed by trauma or during surgery or autopsy or other medical procedure? Pathological. 20. Which type of waste is generated during diagnosis, treatment, and immunization of humans or animals and is capable of causing disease or would pose other adverse health risks to individuals or the community if improperly handled? Regulated Medical Waste, Romeo Mike Whiskey. 21. Chemotherapy trace waste is defined as needles, empty vials, syringes, gowns, and tubing that contained chemotherapeutic pharmaceuticals or were exposed to chemotherapeutic pharmaceuticals during treatment of the patients. These wastes must be classified as empty, less than 1% of its full capacity remaining to meet this definition. 3%. 22. Who is responsible for formulating and disseminating Navy medicine policy and guidance related to the management of regulated medical waste? Chief BUMED. 23. Who is responsible for ensuring that regulated medical waste is identified and managed according to existing regulations and policies, including adherence to the most stringent requirements applicable to a site, are followed? Environmental Program Manager, Echo Papa Mike. 24. How many years after being appointed must the Environmental Program Manager take environmental training? 1. 25. How often at a minimum must the Environmental Program Manager visit each subordinate command to assess the environmental compliance posture and provide assistance as required? Annually. 26. Who is responsible for providing overall management of the regulated medical waste program for the site, including proper segregation, collection, storage, preparation for transport, and record keeping? Environmental Point of Contact, Echo Papa Oscar Charlie. 27. How often must employees handling regulated medical waste receive environmental refresher training? Annually. 28. Within the facility, all non-sharps regulated medical waste must be placed in containers appropriate for the waste that are clearly marked with the universal biohazard symbol, labeled with the word biohazard, and what in color? Red. 29. Containers used for the collection of non-sharp RMW must be lined with plastic RMW bags that are marked and certified by the manufacturer to meet the 165-gram Impact Strength American Society for Testing Materials, ASTM Delta 1709-01, and the How Many Grams Tear Strength ASTM Delta 1922-00 Alpha standards. 480 grams. 30. What are vaccines containing thimerosal managed as? Hazardous waste, hotel whiskey. 31. Pathological waste must be placed in frozen storage if it is to be maintained on-site longer than how many hours? 24. 32. Which type of waste are extracted teeth considered to be? Regulated medical waste, Romeo Mike Whiskey. 33. Which type of waste are extracted teeth with amalgam considered to be? Dual. 34. Which type of waste are placentas considered to be if managed by the facility? Pathological. 35. Which regulated medical waste group may include, but are not limited to, semen, vaginal secretions, cerebrospinal fluid, synovial fluid, pleural fluid, peritoneal fluid, pericardial fluid, and amniotic fluid? 8. 36. If frozen, pathological waste may remain in storage on-site up to how many calendar days? 30. 37. Non-pathological regulated medical waste may be placed unrefrigerated in final storage, that is, the location where RMW is held to await off-site transport or disposal, for up to how many calendar days, unless the waste becomes putrescent within a shorter storage duration? 7. 38. Interim and final regulated medical waste storage areas must be constructed to prevent pest access and to allow for easy cleaning, especially of spills. The entrance to the storage area must be labeled as biohazard and marked with the universal biohazard symbol. If the signage cannot be placed on the door, it must be placed on the wall directly adjacent to the entry, Per BUMED instruction 6220.14, the signage must be fluorescent orange or orange-red, with lettering and symbols in a contrasting color such as black. The signage must be legible from a distance of at least how many feet? 5. 39. Regulated medical waste that will be transported over public roadways to an off-site treatment and disposal facility is typically removed by a regulated medical waste disposal contractor. This waste must be packaged per which reference, including labeling requirements. 49 CFR 100-185. 40. Steam sterilization must be achieved per equipment manufacturer recommendations, including equipment maintenance and testing. In the absence of manufacturer recommendations, steam sterilization requires temperatures of at least 121 degrees Celsius, 250 degrees Fahrenheit, for at least 90 minutes at 15 pounds per square inch of gauge pressure, and Geobacillus sterothermophilus spore strips must be used how often to test the sterilization process? Weekly. 41. Command and job-specific training must occur prior to beginning work, and how often thereafter, for all employees with occupational exposure to regulated medical waste. Annually. 42. Employees in continental United States locations responsible for packaging the regulated medical waste for off-site transport or signing the ship documents and manifests must complete training that is specific for Class 6 Division 6.2 hazardous materials and compliant with the requirements of 49 CFR 100-185. Initial training is required as soon as possible, but not longer than how many days upon assuming duties. 90. 43. Each facility must develop a site-specific medical waste management plan. Modifications to the plan must be made within how many days of the annual review or following a significant process change? 90. 44. How many years from the date of training must all training records be retained for? 3. 45. Facilities must maintain regulated medical waste shipping documents and manifests for at least how many years after the waste was accepted by the transporter? 2. 46. If regulated medical waste is transported off-site, the receiving facility must provide written documentation certifying proper treatment and disposal to the generating facility. In the event that this documentation is not received within how many days, the EPM must notify the contracting officer representative for the RMW disposal contract to determine appropriate means of contacting the transporter and receiving facility to trace the disposal. 60. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.